Obama said 87.
Also, but my love in the Mishnah says that we have a Shisochim Shiloh Hoyavo Ilomoy, Dainu Ruven, Shimon, Velevi, and Ruven dies. And then Levi is born, so Levi can't do Yibum to Eishas Ruben, Shiloh Yabai Lomoy. Stehen dem Mishnah noch a Chidush. That if also do Shimon Maimar, Vemei, so Eishas Ruben for sure doesn't fall a Levi. It's doch a Erwe. But while Shimon made a Maimar, so Eishas Ruben now is also a Tzoro to Eishas Shimon. So not only that you can't do Yibum to Eishas Ruben patres Eishas Shimon from Yibum. So Meisi Rabbuna Baruch Hiya, also by Maimah and Meish Niyuchel Etzes Olem Yisya Bemes, then Chutz Meish Yis Ruven that can't do Yibum. Eish Yis Shimon also can't do the Yibum because she's a Tzoras Erwe from Eish Yis Achim Shloya Bo Ilomo. Frag the Gemara, Taimah da Ovad Bo Maimah. Holoi Ovad Bo Maimah Shri Yonam Yibum Yim Yabme, you could be Meyab and Meish Yis Shimon. Ve'yamres Yish Zike, Havel Yis Tzoras Eish Yis Achim Shloya Bo Ilomo Bezike. So the Gemara here is Mechadish Be'etzem, a second Shlav. The sugya of Yesh Zika, till now we knew that if my brother has a Yavama, if a person has a Yavama, so even that he didn't marry her, she's only Skuka, Ke'ilu it's his wife. The man, he's not allowed to marry the mother. The man, he's not allowed to marry the sister. Zogtik mora now, lemandomar Yesh Zika, noch ashlav. If it's Ke'ilu he married her, so if she's a Erve, she could patter the Tzora. When my brother dies, if my brother is married to my wife's sister, so if my brother dies, the wife's sister, I can't do Yibum, but she patters the Tzora. So if my brother has the Erva Bezike, the Shiloh Yabai Lomoy is Zakuk to Shimon, Reuven dies. Levi is born, Levi can do Yibum Teishas Reuven. But now she's Zakuk to Shimon, so it's Keilu Shimon married her. So I say, if Shimon would marry her, so then when Shimon dies, Levi can do Yibum, because he can't do Yibum to Teishas Reuven, so Poitera Tzorosa. And the same thing if the man the Omar Yezike for the Gemara that Azevi Yezike patters the Hainu asks the mother Ki'ilu my brother married, asks her sister Ki'ilu I married to her. So the man of the Gemara wants to say there will be another chidush Tzoras Erve Bezike. There will be a chidush that is called Tzoras Erve Bezike. As I break the Gemara, the Amos Yezike Avli Tzoras Yisachim Shloim Lomay Bezike. Omar Rabbe Einechen Ami. What in Africa the law about Maimer Shnia Mechlatz Chotzer Yibum Elo Miyabne? The Hodik Toni Maimer. So why it says only if Shimon made a Maimer, the mace, you can't do Yibum to the wife of Shimon because she's a Tzoras Eishes Ochi Shloya Bo Ilomo. Even without a Maimer of Shimon, while she fell, Eishes Ruven fell to Shimon, so she zokuk to Shimon. So Melech Yesh Zike Keilu Shimon married her. Lafukim Ebit Shamei Da Ami Maimer Koine Kinyan Gomur Komash Malot. That even that he did a maimar, but you need chalitza. I would think that if Shimon made a maimar, it's kilu he married Eishes Ruben. Maybe she's an erev gemura. She could patter the tzara. Come ashmalon his name. So I heard once an ore, a kleine ore. They asked a kasha. B'chamei don't hold bichral from p'tur tzoras. B'chamei don't hold the erev patters the tzara. So when Moses la'afukim b'chamei, because the fi b'chamei. The Maimer is Koine Kinyan Gomur, so Kirilu Shimon married Eishes Ruben, so she has to pater from Yibum Vechalit, as Yisak Rashi. Also, the Maimer was this, Mechat Chot Lanochis, Yibum Olim Yaman Avi Tzoras Elba Bezike, Shenof Molif Neochim Koine Mitzvahis, Benizke Goloi Nasas Tzor Olo Yishte Bezike, Lave Hashta Anochis Negabei Tzoras Elba. Ite Beshame Paridale Nachim, Beshame Moim Yim Ishto Yimoy, Valo Yitayitzim Shum Achisisho, Kinyan Gomur, Vetehevi Tzoras Elba, Vetipoter Atmi Nachalit, Sekoma Ashmalot. So Gemara says, "Lafuk it that the Maimer is not Koine Kinyan Gomur." Bechura, even if Maimer is Koine Kinyan Gomur, but lefi Beit Shammai, Bechura, Shimon Keilu was Koine Eishes Ruven. Eishes Ruven became the wife of Shimon. Lefi Beit Shammai, the Erva never battles the Tzor. Erva could never battle the Tzor. Shlagi Kasha. So, Mistamad Emes Teretz is. That the Gemara doesn't mean b'chamay b'chamay. It means lafuke from the Manda Omar that holds like b'chamay that Maimer Koine Kinyan Gomur. Rather, b'chamay themselves hold that even if Maimer is Koine Kinyan Gomur, it will not part of the Tzor because b'chamay don't hold from the Tzor. Lafuke from b'chamay, the one that holds like b'chamay that Maimer is Koine Kinyan Gomur. It's a double poshut b'etzem. No, the shtickel of Oren, the Teis HaRosh and Teis Geshonim here. Teis HaRosh and Teis Geshonim, they ask the kasha here. La'afukim mi Beit Shammai? You need a mishnah la'afukim mi Beit Shammai? Beit Shammai mokim b'silel ein a mishnah? Pshita that ein a locha ke Beit Shammai. You need a chidush la'afukim mi Beit Shammai? Beit Shammai mokim b'silel ein a mishnah? I don't need a chidush la'afukim mi Beit Shammai. You need to tell me la'afukim mi Beit Shammai? As I frag Teis Geshonim and Teis HaRosh. Zogdis Yeshonim, Einachinami, it's not Lafukim in Beit Shammai. Lafukim, if someone will hold like Beit Shammai. If someone will hold like Beit Shammai. That doesn't mean Lafukim from Beit Shammai himself. This is Zogdis Yeshonim. And people will be saying, anyway, we're not going with Beit Shammai. It's only if someone would be holding like Beit Shammai. So, yes, it was Lafukim in Beit Shammai. Anyway, Beit Shammai could be still in the Mishnah. He says, no, if someone will hold in that thing like Beit Shammai, we're anyway not going with the real Beit Shammai. So, Mishnah say close. What is the whole? Einachinami. The Gemara doesn't mean lafukif in the real Beit Shammai. Means lafukif if someone would be holding like Beit Shammai. Yeah, no, I'm just saying. If anyway we're not going with Beit Shammai, it's not lafukif in Beit Shammai. Lafukif from a different time that is not called Beit Shammai. There was Masha that's lafukif from Beit Shammai. They're asking a kasha, Beit Shammai can be still laying in Mishnah. Doesn't mean Beit Shammai himself. It means someone that will hold like Beit Shammai. It's anyway not Beit Shammai themselves. Because Beit Shammai b'chlal don't hold from Ptur Tzor. V'nitzvi. Lama gen tzurik to the Gemara. So, it's two hours b'pshat ha-Gemara. Before we go to Teres, b'pshat ha-Gemara. The Gemara here is mechadash. What the Gemara is mechadash? That azei v'yesh zike. The sugya before was mechadash to us. That if a Yevama falls to Yibum, she's ke'ilu married before the Maisa Yibum, the yesh zike, and b'meila you're not allowed to marry her mother and her sister. She's so much ke'ilu married that if the Yavam dies, if she's a erve, she padus tzorosom b'din tzoras erve to fall a yibum. The Meir frag the Gemara, why you need a maimar leman da'amar yezike? So the Meiri is ma'ir ra'ore. We have two tzdobim, if yesh zike is the raisa de rabbonon, the isur kroivas. We brought down that rov rishonim learned that it's the rabbonon. The lishon is rashi, alamol it's the isur de rabbonon. But is Rishonim that learn that the Isur and the mother and the Isur and the sister are Isur Deiraisa? Fragen der Meiri b'teich advarim, if the Isur is the Isur Deiraisa, so l'chu, the Gemara is a bissel shver. Why the Gemara is a bissel shver? The Gemara is saying, Kashe, why dafka that he did Maimar, afilu on Maimar, aber yezik? So when Reuben dies, so the wife of Reuben fell with Shimon, so now when Shimon dies, how Levi could marry Eishes Shimon without a Maimar, but she's, well, Eishes Reuben is also skuka to Shimon, so the male Eishes Shimon, she's a tzora beherbe, tachosish, teishes orim shleya boi lomoy. But the mandam are yezike, as if I think more, the mandam are yezike, how you could do Yibum? So the gemara ain't a chanami, it's even without a Maimar, you can't do Yibum. But hold it on the Maimar, la fuck if I'm b'chama. Frek the Meiri, but in the Mishnah state that you need to do Chalitza. If yesh zike and she's keilu married to Shimon, she's a tzoras erve. She's a tzoras erve. She's a tzoras erve. If she's a tzoras erve, so let her to patal tzoraso. Well, why she needs chalitza? The eishes Reuben keilu married to Shimon. Now when Shimon dies, so you can't do Yibum to Eishes Shimon because she's a Tzoras Erve and she'll have a Yibum. What? Leman Da'am
Ha'yezike.
Even to an Erve? What the hell? The Shimon is an Erve? Shimon, Eishes Reuben is Zakuk to Shimon. I'm sticking to Shimon, so now Shimon is married to her. So she patos Tzorosa. If Shimon would marry her, she would patos the Tzoraya. So why she doesn't patos the Tzor? Leman Da'am Ha'yezike. This is the Gemara's Kasha. Just the Gemara says, Ein Echinami. The Gemara says, Ein Echinami, it patters. The Gemara says, Ein Echinami, it patters. The Shaila is. But so why it needs Chalitza? So if it's the Rabbonon Yezike, it's very good. If it's the Rabbonon, it's very good. Because the Pshat is, Be'etzem, the Raisa, it's Golish. She's not really married. The whole thing is Ke'ilu. Lo'yhoi ve'le'nivcha. But if it's Midei Raisa, so the Meiri says, even if yesh zike, like we said before, that it's ke'ilu married, but it's not mamish ke'ilu married. This is the reason we say that b'di'evet the kiddushin atoifsim b'di'imo, b'di'evet the kiddushin atoifsim b'achoiso, that even if yesh zike, but she's not mamish married to my brother, samot nazach. So it will patur me yibum and will not patur me chalitza. So I have a marriage. What was it? The Reis of the Rabbanon. What is exactly the svara here? What is the hesber in it? Mishklo. What is the getter of the hesber here? She's keilu married to my brother, but not mamish. So it will patur me yibum, will not patur me chalitza. Now this is genoy the getter. Now, as one more order, before we go weiter, Rav Shach and Avi Esri, in Perek Vav Milchisiv Malochi Yudches, Rav Shach Frey, the Gemara is saying like this, Leman da'omar ein zike, it's poshet. That only if Shimon made a maimar, so then the Eishes Reuven is keilu married to Shimon, so when Shimon dies, she doesn't fall to Levi Leibu, because she's a tzora serve. Leman da'omar yes zike, but Leman da'omar ein zike, zog the Gemara, so maybe Eishes Reuven is not keilu married to Shimon, so maybe when Shimon dies, Be'etzim, you could do Yibum Teish to Shimon. As I frag the Gemara. Frag the Avi Esri. We learned in the whole Sugya, from the beginning of the Sugya, Sailem and the Omar Yez Zike. Sailem and the Omar Ein Zike. We said, Avada, she's konui to the Yovam. Avada, the Yovam has a Shaychus. He could be Michael Betrume. Shimeres Yovim Shizinza Asura, Ein Kiddushin Toifsim. He said the whole Shaila, if Yesh Zikr and Ein Zikr, the Shaila was, if it's an Isru Kroivus or if it's not Isru Kroivus. But Avada Asido Akinian, but Yesh Zikr, Avada the Yovim has a Kinian in the Yavama, Avada the Yovim has a Kinian in the Yavama. The Shaila is, Sido Isru Kroivus, that's an Ishtokin Isru Kroivus. But the Yovim for sure has Shaychas to the Yavama. Avada she's Konoi to him. Bishayla is, if it was only Kinyonim Lachilas Trume, maybe Aforas Nedorim, maybe Shumeres Yovim Shazinza Asur Lebailo, maybe Ein Kiddushin Tevsim B'Yavam Alashuk. That's the Shayla, how much is the Zikr? And Shayla was, it also could Shaf Yisru Kroivim, or it cannot Shaf Yisru Kroivim. But Rabbana yes Zikr. Meile Frekta Rav Shach, what did Gemara say? I have a Raya that ain't Zikr. How I have a Raya that ain't Zikr? The right that ain't Zikr is because if Yesh Zikr, even if Shimon didn't do a Maimar, while Yesh Zikr, so Eishes Reuven is Zokuk to Shimon. So now when Shimon dies, how you could do Yibum to Eishes Shimon? The Gemara is Mashma only because you did a Maimar, you can't do Yibum to Eishes Shimon. But without a Maimar, you could do Yibum to Eishes Shimon. For like the Gemara, the man da'amar, Yesh Zikr, how I could do Maimar, how I could do Yibum? Eishes Reuven is really Zokuk to Shimon. For like the Rav Shach, the man da'amar ain't Zikr. But we said she's a vada konui to Reuven, to Shimon. It's not enough to make Yisro Kroivim. But she's a vada konui to Shimon. Legabi Trume, legabi Shomeres Yovim Shezinso, she's a vada konui to him. He doesn't have Yisro Kroivim on her. What? He doesn't have Kinyoni issues. He has Kinyoni Trume, but he has Kinyonim. So if he has Kinyonim on her, so now let her to Patel Tzoroso. Morning was Kasha. She gemara say that if Shimon made a maimer and Eishes Reuven and he dies, then you can do Yibum to Eishes Shimon. But if he didn't do a maimer, you could do Yibum to Eishes Shimon. So the gemara le man da amar yezik miyad when Reuven dies, she's keilu married to Shimon. So why when Shimon dies, you could do Yibum? Frag the Rav Shach le man da amar ein zik. But she's coming to Shimon. No, she's coming to Shimon. If she's coming to Shimon. So it's not Kinyan Yishus, but she's calling to Shimon. Why not? She's a Torah, she's calling to him. Yishus is the Asr Kroivim, but she's his wife. What, she's calling to him or not? She's his wife. So she's a part of the Torah. Why she can't part of the Torah? She's married to Shimon or not? It's married, it's no Kinyan Yishus. She's a Torah, but she's together. She's an Erba, she's a Chishnach of Shrei Bailomai.
But the Ish of Shrei Bailomai is only
Ein Zikin means that she's not married to Shimon. But we said that the Kula Amish she's married to Shimon. The Shaila is if it's an Isur Kroivim or not. We explain especially, the Kinyan to Shimon is the same. The Kinyan to Shimon is the same. The Chkir in the Sugya is, if Chazal made an Isur Kroivim, or Chazal didn't make an Isur Kroivim, right? This was the Nusach. They asked her the sister or they didn't ask her the sister. They asked her the mother or they didn't ask her the mother. But legabe that she's calling to Shimon, it's for sure that she's calling to Shimon. If it's possible that she's going to Shimon, so why she can't part it to Shimon's wife from Yibum? Why she can't part Shimon's wife from Yibum? No, what? I'm getting a riot. I'm asking a shayla, not dancing around every riot is a riot or not. I'm saying if she's konui to Shimon, so she could part of the Torah. So why the Gemara says nishtazik? The Gemara is saying only lemando amar yezike. Why I need maimar, even without maimar, let it to part of the Torah. Is the riot, the Mishnah said dafka, maimar is the riot ain't zike. Zog the Rav Shach, even if ain't zike. But she's calling to Shimon or not. But I'm Maimon. She's calling to Shimon, so why she doesn't part of Torah?
Why does the Shvayat
say the same thing? What? For sure, the Shvayat is saying. Maybe you could say she's the container. Kroivim is Kroivim. What's the Shach is the Torah Serve? Torah Serve is Litzroy. If both of us marry together, and if one of them is the Erbe, the other one is Potu. What is Shach is the Kroivim? Say she's the container. What is the halacha? If a lady, if a person has two wives, what is the erve and what is not the erve? Both of them are potum. Now Shimon has two wives. Eishes Reuven is konui to him because she's zakuk to him. Now Reuven dies. Eishes Reuven is zakuk to Shimon, and Shimon also has a wife. When Shimon dies, you can't do yibum to Eishes Shimon because she's a tzoras erve bezike. She's not a tzoras erve benesuim. She's a tzoras erve bezike. What is the shaychus if yesh zike or ain't zike? Clapping that to part of the Torah. If we're learning that the man of Omar ain't Zike, Bichlal doesn't hold from Zike. But the whole Avonah in the Sugi was that everyone is masking that is the same. That is Yeshkin Yoni Zike, and she's Koni to him, and she's in the Parsha. Everyone is masking. Doesn't Ish the Noise. The Shaila is that Chazal asked the Kroivis, it's not an Ishus Dikazach. This is the Gabi the Kroivis. And if she's my wife, to ask her mother is a new parsha. She's my wife. To ask her sister is a new parsha. But if she's the wife of me, and b'meila she herself cannot do yibum, is halacha when one cannot do yibum, the tzara cannot do yibum. What do you say? That the smuchach in the sugi nishtazay, that to part of the tzara, you need to be in the parsha of issues. To part of the tzara, you need to be the parsha of issues. Mechatesa. I say shteido. She's the erva, she's the ishesach gmura. She's shaloi hoya ba'ilama, she's the erva gmura. What no? What's shaykh to chavilam? Stop asking a two different shaykhs. Ask a two different shaykhs. Chavilam, she's the arayas gmura. She's ishes ruven. She's connected to me in an interesting connection. Not in an ishes. What is the shaykh to chavilam? She's the Erve Gmuro. She's Eishes Ochim Shalai Yoya Boi Lomo. She's Eishes Ruve. She's Eishes Ruve. It's the Erve Gmuro. Eishes Ruve, Pater's Tzorosa. If she's married to Shimon, if she's connected to Shimon, you mean she's Pater's Tzorosa? So what's the idea in the Gmuro? No, that's the story. Yes, Zike. So she's mamish into the house, so then she could part of the Tzorosa. And if ain't Zika, so then she doesn't pattern the Torah. Why? Again, on the Torah that yes, Zika and ain't Zika is Kinyonim, so I could hear. And my mama ain't Zika, she's Bichlal not connected to Shimon. She's not Shaychus, she's only Eishes Ruven. And my mama yes, Zika, she's connected to Shimon. But we explained that she's for sure connected to Shimon. Shaila is the answer the Kroivis. So what stayed in the Gemara Nishtas? We'll need it for the Hemshach. Stayed in the Gemara. That to part of the tzara, if yes zika and she's mamish married into the house and she's the issues, she could part of the tzara. But if ain't zika, even if she's connected, but if it's not an issue zika kinyanim, it doesn't part of the tzara. Aber das mechatesa. Mechatesa, that chelik to part of the tzara, mechatesa is totally hodaho. Azei baistois. Sounds like I'm shach. Azei baistois. That you need issue kroives to part of the tzara. Maybe in the hemshach will be mazbe fabos. So those are the two hours that we said here in the Gemara. Now, in one hour we ask, the first hour we're asking, if yes, Zike, so she's together in the house, so let it be potum yibum vechalitza. Litzroy. If yes, Zike, she's a part of, she's connected, she's married to Shimon, so the halacha is, every erve patos the Torah. So she's shaloi hoya boi lomoi, let it be part of the Torah. If yes, Zike, it's the iraisa. If the Isur Koyvis is their Raisa, why she doesn't paddle Tzorosim Yivu Mechalitza? So the Meiri, even if you're Zika, it's not a real marriage, it's only paddles Yivu, not Mechalitza. This is Kilu Mitzad Echot. And then Mitzad Shem, we ask him, Pum Fakel, even if Ein Zika, but for sure she's connected in the house, she, why she doesn't paddle the Tzorah? We're saying again, Vais says you have to be married in the house to paddle the Tzorah. So there's no Be'orah from two sides. First we're asking him, if Yesh Zika, Musa, she's together, Pater and Gansen. You need to be married, Mamish, and Gansen to Pater. If it's not married and Gansen, you don't Pater. And then we say, Pum Fakel, even if Ein Zika, but they're together in the house, let her to be Pater. That is, you need to be married to part of the soul. We go back to the Svoros. Mikol Makoim, the Maskonas HaGemore, the Maskonas HaSugye is that Leman the Omar Yesh Zike, the Mishnah is saying one, the Gemore is saying one Chidush. That till now we know that Yesh Zike says that if I'm a lady of Yevoma, she's Kuko, I can't marry the mother. I can't marry the sister. Zog the Gemore Leman the Omar Yesh Zike. If Reuben dies and then Shimon dies, Levi can do Yibum even to Eisha Shimon, because Azay, if Shimon will be married the sister of Levi, so she patters Tzoroso. So even the second wife of Shimon, Levi can do Yibum because one of the wives is a Erve. So even if Shimon was really not married to the Erve, she was only Zokuk to him, the Shalai Boy Lomo, he was Zokuk to him, and Shimon dies, you can do Yibum. So why the Mishnah said only if Shimon did a Maimel? But if Reuben dies and she falls le yibum to Shimon and Shimon dies, so not only is just Reuben can do yibum, she's the erve bezika and she patos tzoroso and you can't do yibum to Eishes Shimon and choletzes v'leim isyabem. Tesis brings down that the zelbe gemore is in the flamet, not on dafkan shelo yehoya bo ilomri. You have exactly the same gemore and achos isho. Three brothers, two married, two sisters. The first one dies. Now she falls to Yibum, not to the one that married the sister. And Reuben, Shimon, Levi. Reuben and Shimon married the two sisters. Reuben dies, okay, Shimon can't do nothing anyway. But Levi could do Yibum. And now Levi dies. So not only that the wife of Reuben, Shimon can't take now because she's married to as the sister's wife. No, even Eishes Levi he can marry because the Eishes Reuben that is the Erve and him. She's a Tzorah Bezika to Levi. So the Mele, she patters Eishes Levi from Yibum. So that's what you say to the Gemara. Now I know that not only a Erve patters Tzoroso, Erve means, if my brother is married to a Erve, I can do Yibum to the Erve and the Tzorah. If a Erve is Zokuk to my brother, and my brother dies, I can do Yibum to the Erve and the Tzoroso, because it's called Tzoras Erve Bezike. This is the Yesod of the Sugya. Tzoras Erve Bezike. And I, the Mishnah, state Maimar, is Lafukim and Bechamai. But if you don't want Maimar, Tzoras Erve Bezike is Potom Yibu. That's the Gemara. Frek the Meiri, as in Rambam, Frek the Meiri in Magid Mishnah, in Rambam, state Nishtazah. The Rambam Paskins, twice, not like that. The Meiri is here by Archove, the Magid Mishnah in Perek Vov Mirchis Yibum Vechalitze Aloha Yudches. The Rambam brings down the arm Mishnah. Reuven dies, zog the Rambam. Ve also Shimen Maimar Beyevim Toi. So Eishes Reuven. Ve Meis Koinim Shirich Nisoiso Ari Levi Choylet Tetzeroso Velei Meyabem. Because he did a Maimar, so Eishes Reuven is Shiloh Yobo Ilomoy. But the second wife, dying with the wife of Shimon, you can't do Yibum, because she's a Tzorah. She's a tzor of Eishes Reuven. Shelo yaboy lo amoy patr tzoroso, because Shimon made a maima. Frag the Magid Mishne, why the Rambam says that he did a maima? Perek vav aloch yudches miyibu. Frag the Magid Mishne, v'yesh le daydek lo mo lebi rabbeinu, shafilu beloy maima, tzoroso chelesas, v'lo emis yabemes. The maima niktoy mas nisen lafukim ibit shamay. And the Rambam himself paskins in Perek Aleph aloch yud gimel, that yesh zinke. And the Rambam repeats himself in Perek Zayin aloch Zayin, again, the same thing. The Rambam says two brothers married two sisters. Three brothers, two married two sisters. And one dies. So the sister that is the Erve falls to the third brother. And he dies. So the brother that sister is the Erve and him can do Yibum to the sister and can do Yibum to the second brother's wife. Why? Because she's the Erve Bezike. And instead of writing the Rambam, as I lost it, the Rambam, Meis de she'oso ha-maimar ve'hoysu lo yishu acheres. But as a maima ptur min achalitza min aibum shereach oisisho, va isha acheres, chuletes vulei misya bemes. The Rambam, instead of writing down the halacha that if Reuben and Shimon are married to two sisters and Reuben dies, so Shimon can't do Yibum, it's Poshut. And now Levi wants to do Yibum. Teishas Reuben. And Levi dies, so the Rambam says, why Shimon can't do Yibum now? To the wife of Levi, only in the case if Levi did already a Maimar and Teishas Reuben. So Teishas Reuben is an Erve, and with a Maimar, so she patters Tzoroso, she patters the second wife of Levi, Midin Tzoro b'Maimar. Leman da Omar Yezike, afilu Onda. As I frag, the Magid Mishnah, and as I frag the Meiri, and the Meiri brings down by us, Ayin Pirusha Mishnah le'arambam, שהיבי מסניסים כצורוסו שאוסו במיימה, ומשמע מדבורוב דווקא שאוסו במיימה, אז משמע דווקא איפי דין המיימה, אבל without a מיימר, without a מיימר, אז משמע in the Rambam, that צורוסו תקה is מתייבמס, there's no מוסר גבצור בזיקה, so מגיד משנה, in the Gemara state, כלור נשתה זה, in the Gemara state, that if she's a צור בזיקה, so it's called that the other brother has a tzora bezik. If she has a tzora bezik, she might have a tzora also. But the soges lo hisigoy. So the Meiri and the Raivid also was not chalek and the Rambam. The hadobo me amatmin. The hadobo me amatmin. Like that. So a pele of the Rambam. So a pele of the Rambam. As I frek to. So let me again Pamelach to Meyashet. It's two halokim. This is one kasha be'etzim. Now we have the first kasha in the Rambam. So the first kasha in the Rambam is that the Rambam was mashmit our Gemara, that our Gemara is mevur leman the Omar Yezike, the Erve could patur tzoroso, even if the second brother didn't do a maimer or even didn't do a yibum, the Erve fell in front of Yishizkilu married to him. So when he dies, the other brother can do yibum to the Erve for sure, but even to the tzoro, and even they were not together in the house because she's a tzoro bezike. And the Rambam brings it down only with a maima. As they frag the Meir. So the first Hezber, the leichter Hezber, is the Hezber from Reb Nochem. Reb Nochem says like this. That the Rambam learned that all of our Gemara, be'etzem samod nezach. Reuben dies, Eishas Reuben is the Eishas shel Ohel Bo'ilomoy. Levi can do Yibum to Eishas Reuben. But Shimon could do Yibum. Now Shimon dies. So be'etzem Shimon never took Eishas Reuben. But we say, Varshi was skuka to him. So b'meile, ki'ilu he married her. So b'meile now, ki'ilu Shimon is married to the Erve. So you can't do Yibum to the Erve. And the Erve patters the Tzor. And the Erve patters the Tzor. So Reb Nochem, this is only if you learn from Litzrol. So ki'ilu Shimon has episode marriage in the Erve. So the same thing, ki'ilu she's married to him and he's not allowed to marry the mother. Ki'ilu she's married to him and he's not allowed to marry the sister. So b'meile, she could patter the Tzor. Litzrot. She could patter the tzor. She has a kerch to patter the tzor. This is the Gemara. Zogt Reb Nochem, the Rambam Lishitosu learns that we learn out Ptur Tzorah from somewhere else. Azevi Rebbe, and the Rambam brings down the Perek Aleph, Bayi she'atoboyne kuloi, atoboyne miktsosoi, Bayi she'ein atoboyne kuloi, ein atoboyne miktsosoi. If you could build the whole house, you could do Yibum. If you can't build the whole house, you can't do Yibum. The Hainu. When one of them is the Erve, we say like this. The Erve you can't build. If you can't build the Erve, you can't build the Tzor. This is the Ptur Tzor. Not Litzroi. Bayi she'atoboyne miktsosoi, atoboyne kuloi. Bayi she'ein atoboyne miktsosoi, ein atoboyne kuloi. If chelek from the house you can't build, you don't build no one. So if one of them is the Erve, and you can't build her, if you can't build one of them, you don't build the other. That's the Droshe. Bayi she'atoboyne miktsosoi, atoboyne kuloi. Bayi she'ein atoboyne miktsosoi, ein atoboyne kuloi. If you can't build a chelek, you don't build the whole thing. This is the Ptur Erve. Other you can build, other you can't build. In fact, you can't build chelek in the house. The mainly you don't build the house. You don't build the house. Zok Reb Nochem, Hal the Rambam. Take the case of our Gemara. Reuven, Shimon, Levi. Reuven dies. Levi is born. Okay, Levi can't do Yibum. Shimon wants to do Yibum, and Shimon dies. So we say, Val Eishes Reuven is Zokut to Shimon. So now she will patur Tzoroso. Why? Because Levi will say to Levi, you can't build Chelek in the house. If you can't build Eishes Reuven. If you can't build Eishes Reuven, so you can't build also Eishes Shimon. This is not called Bayi She'ein Atoboyne Miktsosoi. She's not a part of the house of Shimon. She's tied in. She's a Zokuk. But you can't call it Bais She'ein Ato Boine Miktsosoi. She's not a really chelek from the Bais. She's a Tzara Bezikah. If you're asking a Tzlitzroi, she's married to Shimon. She's a Tzara Selve. And she's Tzara Selve, she could patter. Litzroi. She could patter. Say Tzlitzroi. They're together in the house. But to ask a Shaila, Bais She'ein Ato Boine Miktsosoi, Ein Ato Boine Kuloi, felt in the Bais? So you felt in the Bais, it's called that you can't build a house. You're building the house. You can't build the ganze. Don't say that you can buy shiat a bayne miktsosoi, ein at a bayne kuloi. You buy shiat a bayne miktsosoi means he dies, he has two wives, you can't marry chelik in the house, you can't build the whole house. This one is outside the house. She has epes a tfisa in the house, epes a zike. But mele, you can't say by shiya to bayne miktsasa, yata bayne kulay. I the gemara al slitzroyer. Besosha nasu tzori zu lezu. Tzori zu lezu they are. Lemaise, both of them have a zika. Both of them have a shaykhis. If both of them have a zika and both of them have a shaykhis, so both of them are connected to the house. If both of them are connected to the house, they could patter each other. So the gemara is going, lemanda omar that we're learning out the patur tzori from litzroyer. If you're learning out of Tzor from Litzroy, even Tzor of Bezikah could patter. Masha'enkin, if you're learning it out from Baish at the Bain of Mikzotzi at the Bain of Kuloi, the Mele, the Erba Bezikah cannot patter the Tzor. The Erba Bezikah cannot patter the Tzor. As I said, Reb Nochem. The Doichek in Reb Nochem is, and this Pshat in the Rampa. So I'm not Mezach, so what the Gemara is Kashis from our Mishnah? Why the Mishnah said that you need Maimar? Maybe the Mishnah didn't learn from Litzra. Maybe the Mishnah learned from Ba'isechot Ba'ishot the Ba'in Miktsos. What the Rambam is saying? It's two ways to patter Tzor. If it's from Litzra, so even Zikah is enough to patter the Tzor. If it's Ba'ishot the Ba'in Miktsos, or Inat the Ba'in Kuloi, so then it's Ba'ishot the Ba'in Miktsos, or Ba'in Kuloi, then it has to be Taka that she's mamish inside the Ba'is. If she's not inside the Bais, you can't say Bais Shia to Bain Miktos. So what the Gemara is kashya from the Mishnah? Why the Mishnah said you need a Maimar? I will answer you. The Mishnah holds, like Rebbe, that the Rebbe learns out from Bais Shia to Bain Miktos, to Bain Kulay. Okay, Mishnah Zara Shtarki Kashya. Now, there's one more Sofe and Reb Nochem. It's a third Rambam. And this Medav Ois Cheshvin, because this is Be'etzem, the Ma'aroche. We say... We said about two Rambams. Tainu, our Gemara, Reuven dies, Shishloi Ba'ilomo, she falls Bezikah to Shimon, and Shimon dies, so Levi can do Yibum, not to Eishes Reuven, that is the Erve, and not to Tzoroso. Two sisters, Reuven and Shimon. Reuven dies, and then Levi dies, Shimon can do Yibum to the Erve, to Eishes Reuven, and he can do to the second wife of Levi, because she's a Tzoro Bezikah. As a third case, in the Mishnah and the Flamed, that the Rambam brings it down in Perik Vav Aloche Chofei. In Perik Vav Aloche Chofei. The third case is Punkt Fakert. If Michabdos is very easy, the case is the other way around. The first two cases, I want this to be clear because all the Cheshbonos go around the Chiluk of this cases to this case. The two cases that we're handling now is called Erve Bezike. The story of Erve Bezikah in one word is, the Erve is hanging. The Erve is Bezikah. The Erve is Bezikah. Take the case, Reuven, Shimon, Levi. Reuven dies. So Eishes Reuven and Levi, she's the Erve. She's hanging around Shimon, because she's not really married to Shimon. Now, when Shimon dies, the Erve Bezikah, the one that was not really married to Shimon, patters Tzoroso, that when Shimon dies, not only you don't marry the Erve, you don't marry the wife of Shimon. Two sisters. The first brother dies. Now, the Levi, the third brother, now also dies. So, Be'etzem, the middle brother could do Yibum to Eishes Levi. Because that Eishes Levi is a Nochris. Of a Val Eishes Reuven, the first wife was a Erve, is hanging around the house. By Levi, so when Reuven and Shimon are married, two sisters, and Reuven dies, and then Levi dies, so as Levi, Shimon cannot marry Eishes Reuven because it's his wife's sister, so she's the Erve, and she's hanging. So she patters Levi, Erve Bezikah. So both cases of Erve Bezikah, the pshat is, the Erve That part of Saroso is not really married to the brother that is dying. She's zakuk to the brother that is dying. We call it erva bezike. She's zakuk to the brother that will die now. But while she was zakuk, she patters. The third case in the Rambam is fakelt. What is the third case in the Rambam? The third case in the Rambam in Perek Vov Alochei Chofei, it's a Gemara in the Flamet. Three brothers, Reuven, Shimon, Levi. Reuven and Shimon are married two sisters, and Levi is married a Nochris. And Levi dies. So now Reuven could do Yibum and Shimon could do Yibum. And Shimon dies. So now Reuven says, okay, forget about Shimon. Shimon's wife I can't marry, but I want to marry Asher's Levi. We tell him, yeah, but in the minute that Levi died, his wife was also Zokuk to Shimon. And now Shimon dies. So she's a Tzora Bezike to Asher Shimon. And Esha Shimon is the Erva and you, so you can't do Yibum, Reuven, you can't do Yibum to Esha's Levi, because she became a Tzoras Erva. So here it's Pum Fakert. She became a Tzoras Erva, not that the Erva is hanging, the Erva is Esha Shimon. While Esha's Levi fell to Yibum to Shimon, so she was Zokuk to Shimon, so she became a Tzora Bezike to the Erva. She became a tzor lashon Rambam in Perek Vov Alochei Chofei. Shloisha achim, shnayim nesuim shtei achyes, ve'echod nosui nochris. Meis anochui nochris, ve'achar kach meis echod mibale achyes, hari anochris choy letzes ve'loi misya bemes, mipnei shi tzor as achris ishtei bezikas, ochim shemeis achroi, she's a tzor as erbe bezike. Here the Rambam says, on a maimer. If Levi dies, Reuven, Shimon, married to sisters, and Levi dies, so both of them can do Yibum. And Shimon dies, so Levi can do Yibum. Not only to Eishes Shimon because she's a Erve, even to Eishes Levi because she's a Tzoro Bezike to Eishes Shimon. There state in Rambam that even if a Tzoro Bezike is Potu, there the Rambam doesn't hold that you have to have a Maima. Why there the Rambam doesn't say that you have to have a Maima? It's very poshut. In our two cases, what happened? Reuven died, and the erve fell a yibum to Shimon. Now Shimon dies, so we say a erve bezike. Zok the Rambam doesn't patter the tzora only with a maimar. Reuven Shimon married two brothers. Reuven dies, two sisters, and then Levi dies again. The erve is falling by yibum. She doesn't patter the tzora. Our sugya says that it patters, erva bezike. The Rambam holds that it doesn't patter. Why it doesn't patter? Because the Rambam learns, Zog Reb Nochem, Bai she'atabayne miktsoso i'atabayne kuloi, it's only if the erva is a part of the house. Someone that is hanging is not a part of the house to say, Bai she'atabayne miktsoso i'atabayne kuloi. This is in the two cases by us. In the case of Perek Vov Alochei Chofei, it's Punk Fakert. The Erva is married to Shimon. Right? What was the case? Reuven, Shimon, Levi. Levi is Nosui Nochis. Levi dies, the wife is okay. Shimon dies, so we say, Val, I can't marry Eishes Shimon, I also can't marry Eishes Levi. Eishes Shimon is inside the house. She's married completely to Shimon. So Val, she's married completely to Shimon. So we say, Baishi Yatabayne Miksasa Yatabayne Kula. This is the way Reb Nochem wanted to be masked. But here, Reb Nochem even didn't speak out of this Rambam. He only spoke about the first Rambam. But, Kumta Rav Shach. And Be'etzim Rav Shach is masked here the whole Sugye, Ba'oifen Bor Me'oif. Rav Shach is in Aviyezri Perek Vov Alocha Yudches. It's one of the nicest prayers of Rav Shach. And we'll see in a second that not only that the Rambam is Miyushev, it's Kemin Choyim. Zok to Rav Shach Hazeh. Rav Shach Be'etzim comes to the Kasha that we started the Sugya. Zok to Rav Shach, we have a Sugya, Yesh Zike Ve'ein Zike. And again, what we are trying to mevar, we're going back to the beginning of the Rambams. That in our Gemara is mevar, that Leman De'omar Yesh Zike, if the Yevama, Reuven dies, and then Shimon dies, you cannot do Yibum to Eishes Shimon, because Eishes Reuven is a Tzoro Bezike to Eishes Shimon. Shtei Achies, and the first one dies, and then the second one dies, you can't do Yibum, because she's a Tzoro Bezike. And the Rambam learns nicht das, the Rambam learns only if you did Maima. Frag me Meiri, v'adovo min amatmim? V'adovo min amatmim? Zog me Rav Shach hazeh. The Teres is a one poshtabon. Be'etzem we ask the kasha in Tchilas HaSugye, leman the Omar yesh zike, or ein zike, we said like this. Lekule alme, the shayle if yesh zike or ein zike, is not a shayle here. Lekule alme yesh zike, avada sido kinyone zike. We bring tases in Daf Samach Zayin that you could eat betrume. We bring the Gemara in Soito, shomer es yovam shezintzo, asur ole bailo. Ein kiddushin toifsin biyavom el ashuk. The Gemara in Kiddushin Daf Daled, Shechen Tzkuke Vohemedes, the Lashon is Rashi, Lo Yalim Ezike. Zog the Rav Shach, the Yisoy that we sang with it for a couple days, that Avade Evi Yovam has Kinyonim inside his wife. There's no shayla about it. If he has Kinyonim inside his wife, she belongs to him. Novos. Why it doesn't Asr Kroivis? The Teretz is, the Asr Kroivis, it's not enough that she belongs to you. She has to be your wife. She has to have kinyone issues. It's not enough that she belongs to you. If there's no kinyone issues, you're allowed to marry the sister. If there's no kinyone issues, you're allowed to marry the mother. If there's no kinyone issues, there's no isur kroivus. Isur kroivus if it's only kinyone issues. He brings down B'Shem Reb Chaim. Chaim said, Ezel v'yesoid, the Mekadosh of Ubo, a person could marry a Ubo, b'mei imo. Person can mekabel kiddushin to ubo b'mei ima. The Muslim can mekabel kiddushin to ubo b'mei ima. A father could mekadosh. A father has a daughter. Tainu, his wife has a baby b'me'eo. A father could be mekabel kiddushin. Zok Reb Chaim, even if you mekabel kiddushin, you don't become also to the sisters. Because she's not a wife yet. You have kinyonim, but not kinyone issues. And Reb Chaim is mechiach in Rambam. She's your wife, but you can marry her sister. The chetim says you can marry achos isha. Because she can be your wife, b'mei imoy. She can make the kinyonim. That's the zikah. So lekula alme yesh zikah. This is the first yisoid that we're mentioning the whole time in the sugya here. That lekula alme yesh zikah is kinyonim. But the asur kroivas, you need kinyone issues. If there's no kinyone issues, there's no isur kroivas. This is the first yisoid. Maskin, posh to yisoid. Zog to Rav Shach the second Yisrael. Let me get to the second Yisrael. We asked the Kasha in the beginning of the Sugya today, and this is Rav Shach's Kasha. If Likule Alme is Kinyonim, so what is the Mahalach in our Sugya that the Gemara is saying in our Sugya, I have a Rai that ain't Zike, because Leman de Omar is Zike, why I need Shimon to make a Maimar, even on a Maimar, Val Eishes Ruven is Zokuk to him, let it to Pato de Tzoro. Frag the Rav Shach, what's the nefkimin if yes zike or ain't zike? She's for sure connected to him. Shaila if it's a Yisro Kroivim or if it's not a Yisro Kroivim. But she's for sure connected to him. If it's for sure connected to him, so she belongs to Shimon. She could part of the Tzorah for Litzroit. We ask even though we put her in Gansen, she's connected to Shimon. You're right, Yisro Kroivim is only if it's Yisro issues. But if she belongs to Shimon, she could part of the Tzorah. So why the Gemara says Shmami no ain zike? Because Lemanda Omar is zike, you don't need a Maimar. Even Lemanda Omar ain zike, even Lemanda Omar ain zike lechure, she has to be also even on a Maimar, because the Maimar she belongs to Shimon, she could patter the Tzara. So we mentioned, what is Muchach from here? All of you said, advice to us, that to patter the Tzara is not enough that she's connected to Shimon. Only if she has kinyone issues to Shimon, she patters the tzor. This is what all of you said, Kilo, I don't know from where. That you have to have kinyone issues to patter the tzor. I don't know that she belongs to Shimon. If she's calling for him, she has to be his wife to patter the tzor. Why? Maybe because literally in the parsha of Arayas. She has to be his wife. But if he's not his wife, so even though she's calling to him, she will not patter the tzor. But as I was talking in the sugya, so the Rav Shach, if this is the pshat, mehot ha-teretz of the Rambam, everything is miyushin. They have to see the Aviezer. Imam, she's masbir barachov. So the Rav Shach, The Rambam learned, our Gemara Taka learned like all of you. So the man, the Amar Yazika, she's mamish his wife, so she patters the toe, so you don't need a maima. The man, the Amar Ein Zika, she's his, but she's not his wife, so she doesn't patter the toe. The Rambam learned one little thing. Rav Shach has a Rambam Fush. What Chazal asked the Kroidim Leman the Omar Yezike learns the Rambam not because me the Rabbonim they made it kilu it's kinyana issues. The Rambam holds that La Aloche Yezike is not that like till now we're learning one of the Pshatim and the Omar Yezike Chazal made it kilu it's a marriage me the Rabbonim sidor kinyana issues. And the Rambam states no, it's not kilu sidor issues me the Rabbonim. You know why the Kroidim are also? Sheniras ke'imoi. Sheniras ke'achos ishtoi. The Rambam paskins yeshzike, aber not the pshat of the man, the Omar, be'etzen like this. Kinyonim sido. When we said even the sido kinyonim, it doesn't mean to be also in the mother. To be also in the mother, you need to have kinyon ishtoi. That's what we said. Chazal asr. Why Chazal asr? So till now we learned Chazal asr, midrabonon ki'ilu sido ishtoi. This is the Gemara Bobi Yevomis that Yudches held. The Rambam holds the gather of the Takon of the Rabbonon, not Kiilu Sido Ishus mid the Rabbonon. Sinishtokin Ishus. It's not Kiilu Sido Ishus mid the Rabbonon. It's no Ishus mid the Rabbonon. Why Chazal asked the mother? Nires Keimo. Why they asked the sister? Nires. It's Mefurish in the Rambam in Perik Aleph Aloch Yud Gimel. When he brings down the Alochis, if the Isur Yezike, it's not because it's Isur Kroivus, the Rambam learns it's a stam din the Rabbonon that they asur. If the Rambam learns that La Aloche Yezike, it doesn't mean that mid the Rabbonon they turned it Kilo Asidor issues. It stays mid the Rabbonon as Sinishtokin issues. Just why Chazal asur the mother? Because they asur the mother. Why they asur the sister? Because they asur the sister. The man is she can't battle the Tzor. All of you say that if it's not an issue to Gezach, it can't battle the Tzorah. To battle the Tzorah, you need to have issues. So even the man that Omar Yezik and you're not allowed to marry the mother, how the Rambam say? The Gemara learned that Yezik and the Pshat is, it's a getter of issues. If it's a getter of issues, the Melech will battle the Tzorah. The Melech will battle the Tzorah. But Zog the Rambam, I myself learned that it's not a getter of issues. It's a getter of what? Stam they answered it. So maybe the Rambam has a problem. So what if she's asur? So what if I pass in Yezike? But to patter the tzor, we said we need issues. Maybe the Rambam holds la aloche, it can't patter the tzor. Maybe the Rambam holds it, it can't patter the tzor. So what was the machlek? What is the mocker from the Rambam? Yom Shachtal from the mocker. But the chilek from the Rambam and the Gemara is, after we were masbir, that be'etzem mitzvah, we didn't understand the Gemara, why if yes Zika or ain't Zika, there will be a reason to patter the Tzorah or not. Because the Kinyonim were there anyway. So we had to make yaseh that to patter the Tzorah, it's not enough that the Kinyonim are there, you have to have the issues there. If we have to be masbir, you have to have the issues there. And if you don't have the issues, you cannot patter the Tzorah. It's enough to say that the Rambam learned that even Lamando Amar Yezike, it doesn't mean that the issues is there. Lamando Amar Yezike, the pshat is, the Gemara learned when Omar Yezike Sido has a parsha of an issues. Made it part of the Torah. The Rambam learns even when Omar Yezike it's stamak zeire the Rabbonon she nires ke imoi, nires ke kalosoi, nires ke tzoras erve, nires Sido ha isru for nires. Made it doesn't part of the Torah. Made it doesn't part of the Torah. As they held the Rambam. What? It's nires, it's keilu, right? What? What is Ikechosa? What is Ikechosa? Where? With the Rambam? Where? Fakel. When the Rambam brings down the Isur from Zike, he says Niras, he doesn't say issues. Punt Fakel. The Rambam never brought down that it's Ki'ilu issues. Fakel, the Rambam brought it down in all different halachas of Niras. Niras Ke'achos Kukosa, Niras Ke'achos Chalutzosoi, Niras Ke'achos Ishtoi, Niras Ke'eim Chamoisoi. Fakel, the Rambam never passed in that Yer Zike. The Rambam only passed in the Isur from Zike. B'meile, Dr. Rav Shach. So both Rambam and Meyushev. So the Rambam holds that even if Yesh Zike, it will not patter the Tzorah. Meaning the Rambam has to paskin la aloche, dafko be'oso b'mayma. Dafko be'oso b'mayma. But if he didn't do a mayma take, how the Rambam, then it doesn't patter the Tzorah. But, fakel, If the Erva is married to him, and the Nochris is a Tzora, if the Erva is married and the Nochris is a Tzora, so if the Erva is married, the Erva is a Isha. So then for sure she could battle the Tzora. And Perik Vav Halacha Chafei, the Erva is married. When the Erva is married, for sure she could battle the Tzora. When the Erva is married, for sure she could battle the Tzora. When the Erva is not married, so we said, to battle the Tzora, you need to be married. You need to be a Ishus. Masha'ekin in Perik Vav Halacha Chafei, that the Erva is married, and the Tzora is from outside, then it's Pashut, that she doesn't battle the Tzora. I'm going to... Is the third yishuv here on the Rambam? Be'etzem, the yisoid of the yishuv stay doing Rashbo and Keren Oiro. But the teretz is poshut. It's so poshut that Epshom and Avoyis Chashmin does Alein. Again, the Gemara needs a pshat. But first, the Rambam. The Gemara doesn't make sense, be'etzem. What the Gemara says? That the man the Omer yes zike. L'chura, when Reuben dies, and then Shimon dies, lady cannot do Yibum to Eishes Shimon, why? Because she's a Tzoras Erva Bezike. Because Eishes Reuben is hanging around, while Eishes Reuben is hanging around. B'meila she's Zokuk to Shimon, so Ke'ilu Shimon married her, if Ke'ilu Shimon married her, so now she patas Shimon Bezike. She patas Shimon Bezike. And the Rambam paskens Dafka Ba'ova B'mayma. The Gemara says, even with Adam Mayma, Yesh Erva Bezike, and the Rambam paskens dafka ba'osa b'mayma. The shayla, why the Rambam paskens dafka ba'osa b'mayma? The Teretz is as if. Be'etzem is a poshta zach. When Shimon dies, what we say? Why Levi cannot do yibum to Eisha Shimon? Because Eisha Shimon is okay. But Eisha Reuven is not okay. So she's a tzoro be'erve. Dainu, Eisha Shimon is tzoras erve. To Eishes Reuven. Eishes Reuven is Shalai Bar Ilomar is also. Eishes Reuven is also to Levi. So b'meile, when Shimon dies, Eishes Shimon is Patur as Tzoras Erve. What is the Tzoras Erve? The Eishes Reuven. Shal is also. When Shimon dies, what happens to the Zika that Reuven had? Want to be Mazma. Every time when someone is Patur Mi Yibum, is when both of them fall Mi Yibum to Levi, she's Patur Mi'ibum. Eishes Reuven was Zokuk to Shimon. But if Shimon dies, the Zika doesn't have where to be Mamshich anymore. So when Shimon dies, the Zika stops. Not Lemafreya. Aber Mikan Belehaba is no mocker for the Zika anymore. Shimon is not around. So Eishes Reuven, the Zika stops. So now B'shas Nefile, when Shimon dies and it falls to Levi, only Eishes Shimon falls to Levi. Eishes Reuven is not falling to Levi. So if Eishes, how she will fall? What? She never had a Yibum, but there's no Zike. The Yavam is not around. There's no Yavam. The other brothers is an Erva in him. Shimon is the Yavam that had a Zike. Shimon is dead. If Shimon is dead, there's no Zike. Levi is Shaloi Hoyo Boi Lomoi. So Levi is Shaloi Hoya Boi Lomoi. Reuven and Shimon and Levi. Reuven dies. So we say, now when Shimon dies, why Levi can't do Yibum? Because Eishes Reuven will patter Eishes Shimon mitzad, she's the Erva Bezike. You're right. Normally, when every time Tzoras Erva dies, the Pshat says, Shimon dies, two ladies have to fall a Yibum, one could fall, one cannot fall, the man they patter the Tzorah. Here when Shimon dies, is no hemshach to the Zike of Reuven. If it's no Hemshech of the Zika of Reuven, so Be'etzem, it's no Nefile Machmas Reuven anymore. So the Zika stops. If the Zika stops, so now B'Shas Nefile, only Eishes Shimon could fall a Yibum. Eishes Reuven doesn't fall a Yibum. So if Eishes Reuven doesn't fall a Yibum, Me'achet Eishet will part of the Tzorah. As I said, the Keren Oiro. Forget, we have to know how to Miyashev the Gemara. Maybe the Gemara learned Nishta say. Aber, the Keren Oiro wants to say, he says, B'das HaRashbo, that Ken Zayin, this could be Nocha Pesach, B'das HaRambam. So Nocha Mol. We'll make it to the Sikum, so this is Shpet. We have two Eores. We have an Eore that in the Gemara is Mevuer, that Laman the Omar Yezike is a Musik that Tzoras Erva Bezike. The Rambam Paskins, even that Yesh Zike, we don't say Tzoras Erva Bezike. Only with a Maimal. Frag dem Agin Mishnah, dem Meiri, es verkehrt von der Gemorre, and we have two Sachen. Was mit der Gemorre und was mit der Svare von der Gemorre? Was mit der Svare von der Gemorre? Die Gemorre teilen es gut. Wenn man der Omer jetzt sieht, ist er hat so als Erbe besiegen. Das ist die Kasche. Das ist die Kasche. So wir haben noch ein Mahalach, dass die Gemorre ist going mit Zad Litzroi, aber mit Zad Beis Echod, you don't say that. Und wir haben Mechalek in der Lashenis Rambam. Wir haben Rav Shach's Wort, that to patter the tzor, you need to be medine issues. Und der Rambam lehrt, le maskone yezike, it's not the pshat, mit Rabbonon yes issues. No, mit Rabbonon is the nutakone. Aber mele, der Rambam holds, mele, it will not patter the tzor. And the third mahalach of the Kerenoiro is, al pi der Rashba do, zog the Kerenoiro, that Be'ezim is a new problem in the sugya. That in the minute that Shimon dies, the zike from Reuben doesn't have a hemshach. Shimon's zike, Reuben's zike has to be poker. The Gemara says, "Le poker b'chdi, but mikan v'lehaba we said about it. It's poker. It's not poker. It's rukoyim. But it's not mocking for the zike. The zike is bottle mevutel. If the zike is bottle mevutel, mikan v'lehaba, so it's not mefila machmas Reuben. If it's not mefila machmas Reuben, it's about it. We're not part of the tzor."
So must
you
have
to be married? What?
Why the
Arab have to be married?
No.
Why is she? I think that Christy Shaw. Married to your wife,
but someone else
is not married to you. She's a tzara. She said, I think he's a
tzara.
She said, out of the Bible. She said, you have to be married to do this on the tzara. She's married. So then she passes the tzara. When you marry to someone, you're not allowed to marry your mother. The mother doesn't have to be married. No. When you marry to someone, you're not allowed to marry your mother. The mother has to be married to you. No. But she needs to really, the elder needs to be married to you. When the elder is married to you, she passes. When the elder is married to you, the elder passes. She passes someone that is called the tzara. There's nothing that is tzara.
Weiss?
Who said Weiss? I said that she needs to be married to Pasha.
It's an issue speaking Pasha. Every time your wife is married, the second one is never married.
Oh my God, your mother lady in the streets that was.